Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
Listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online all over the world at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher. This is Raise a Glass. And, you know, it's strange to play a King Crimson track without a single member of King Crimson on it. But there you go. That was the piano portion only of Prince Rupert Awakes from their Sailor's Tales box set. And that part was played by Keith Tippett, who died on this day in 2020. He appeared on the second, third, and fourth King Crimson albums and was offered a slot in the band, but he felt that his future lay elsewhere. Perhaps the two other bands he was in at the time had something to do with that. I don't believe King Crimson ever used a keyboardist again, so he's definitely notable, and it's a lovely piece of music. Before we get to the notable deaths we had this week, let's wish a happy birthday to a giant of the bass guitar. Marcus Miller turned 65 today. This first track I'm going to play, if you can get past the glossy 80s sheen of it all, it contains an absolutely spectacular bass line. Check it out. You're on X-Ray. ¶¶ couple of tracks from the Queen of Soul herself. It was on this day in 1968 that her album Aretha Now was released, and we heard Think and a deeper cut, You're a Sweet, Sweet Man. Why, thank you. Prior to Aretha, we heard two different sides of the jazz bass legend, Marcus Miller, who celebrates birthday today. For the love of freedom came from his score to the Chadwick Boseman movie Marshall, which, by the way, give it up for Chadwick Boseman. That guy got to play Thurgood Marshall, Jackie Robinson, James Brown, and Black Panther. Talented guy and had a good agent, apparently. But back to Marcus Miller. At the top, we heard his bass work, which he was most famous for, backing David Sanborn there, doing fantastic work on the tune Run for Cover. Hey, did you know today is Flag Day? Well, it is! And how ironic that it's the same day as the president's self-indulgent birthday parade. It's always been kind of skating on thin ice with me, but these days that flag is looking more like a symbol of fascism with every passing day. All right, let's get to an all-music edition of On
This Day in History.
Realizing its cover photo of a blood-soaked Fab Four and a bunch of severed baby doll parts might be in poor taste, Capitol Records recalls the Beatles album Yesterday and Today, which had already been sent to stores.
Quite a collector's item if you got one.
Speaking of the Beatles, on that same day in 1966, workers at a London railway station notice a large package wiggling, so they opened it to discover 12-year-old Carol Dryden, a Beatles fan trying to mail herself to the group. 1971, Frank Sinatra announces his retirement from show business, only to return a year and a half later. 1990, 4 days after being arrested for performing obscene songs at a Florida nightclub, the rap group Two Live Crew performs at the Ozone Club outside of Atlanta. Threatened with arrest if they perform their dirty songs, the rappers encourage the crowd to sing the lyrics for them as police officers look on helpless. No arrests were made, and the group got even more publicity and a bump in sales for the album they released a year earlier. Well played, Luther Campbell! 1996, producer George Martin is knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. 2002, Mick Jagger is knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. 2017, the National Music Publishers Association gives Yoko Ono the Centennial Award for Song of the Century and adds her name to the credits of the award-winning song Imagine. John Lennon took the sole credit, but later admitted he got the idea from Yoko's book Grapefruit, where she wrote, "Imagine 1,000 suns in the sky at the same time. Imagine it would be a little hot."
Ladies and gentlemen, the internationally known, the dynamic, Sly and the Family Stone.
Simple song might make it back one day. Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
What a bear. What a bear. Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. Uh-huh. You can't leave 'cause your heart is there. But you can't stay 'cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry 'cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway, 'cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Oh,
yeah, a family affair.
You have been the kind the person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket for fun. Shape me again. I hope that you haven't been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good. I wish I could get the message over to you now.
Oh,
The first of this week's two major losses there. Sly Stone left us on Monday, in case you haven't heard. George Clinton once said that James Brown established funk, but Sly Stone perfected it. I think that's fair. But Sly transcended that funk moniker. I remember growing up with the rock radio of the late 70s and 80s, well aware of the pervasive segregation that was going on with radio. Rock stations were about as white as a Mar-a-Lago banquet. It seemed the only two exceptions were Jimi Hendrix and Sly. Jimmy, obviously, but Sly really defied categorization. Born Sylvester Stewart 82 years ago, he started off in the gospel world with his siblings. By the mid-60s, he took two of those siblings and formed Sly and the Family Stone, the first notably integrated band to come out of the civil rights era. As a songwriter, producer, arranger, vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, and the ultimate showman, Sly was the star of the show, despite having a truly talented group of players around him. Questlove said, quote, Sly created the alphabet that we are still using to express music. He was the first to take advantage of being a bedroom musician, multi-track recording, the wah-wah, the drum machine, and doing everything by himself. We praise Stevie Wonder and Prince for these things, but Sly was the prototype. Absolutely. Let's face it, there would be no Prince without Sly Stone. Yet somehow Sly still seems to have been marginalized over the years. That's likely because he just hasn't been prolific enough since the early 70s. Got a little too fond of the white powder, wouldn't show up for gigs, recorded very sporadically. He burned a lot of bridges that would have benefited him. But the legacy of his productive years couldn't be stronger. What an amazing wealth of music he gave us. I didn't even know where to start when selecting a few songs for this show. I could have chosen these things randomly and still would have been pleased, but I didn't. Lots of Sly on this station in the last few days, so I tried to find some stuff that's a little different. Started with a live version of Sing a Simple Song. That came from the Summer of Soul movie that Questlove directed, recorded live in 1969 at the Harlem Cultural Festival. Followed that with the very first hit song to feature a drum machine, The Great Family Affair. I think that's all Sly playing on that tune, by the way. His final hit followed that, If You Want Me to Stay, from 1973, and finished it up with a deeper cut, Babies Making Babies. Moving on, as you're also probably well aware, the last of the Wilson brothers has left the building. Let's listen to them and him right now. You got it on X-Ray.
There's a world where I can go and tell my secrets to. In my room.
Brian Wilson?
Yes, I am.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wilson. We're from the Highway Patrol, Surf Squad.
Hello.
Brian, we have a citation here for you, sir, under Section 936A of the California Catch-a-Wave Statute. Brian, you're in violation of paragraph 12. Failing to surf, neglecting to use a state beach for surfing purposes, and otherwise avoiding surfboards, surfing, and surf.
Surfing? I don't want to go surfing. Now, look, you guys, I'm not going. You get your hair wet, you get sand in your shoes. Okay, I'm not going.
Come on, Brian. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with us.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around,
get around, round, round, I get around.
We come on this sloop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sail,
ever been long.
Raising a glass to the one and only Brian Wilson, who died a few days ago, like Sly, at the age of 82. Sloop John B. there is not a song he wrote. It's a traditional Bahamian tune, but a prime example of the otherworldly harmonies that Brian Wilson devised with the Beach Boys. He also didn't write Rhapsody in Blue before that, George Gershwin, of course. But again, what a lush a cappella piece that was from a more recent solo effort of his. Prior to that, Let Him Run Wild was the Bacharach-esque B-side to California Girls, one of the songs that made the Beatles' ears perk up in their one-upmanship of who can write the most groundbreaking tunes. A particular favorite of George, that one. We heard I Get Around, just a perfect rock and roll tune for its time, and started off with the very personal In My Room from Pet Sounds. That'll almost wrap things up. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Do stay tuned for Reverse Couple Skate coming right up. Leaving you with one more, though. It was on this day in 2012 that we lost the great and underappreciated Irish guitarist Rory Gallagher. Here he is now on X-Ray.
Son. People claimed that he could cure anyone. sun. It's too late. You know why I've come. Outside your store where queues 10 deep. Soon the faith healing man could get no sleep. Yeah. On the street they milled outside. Soon this man had to spend his days inside.